Hundreds of people were in the Ypsilanti High School auditorium this week to engage in a community conversation about police and citizen interactions in light of recent shootings. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Gail Wolkoff, founder of Dedicated to Make a Change in Ypsilanti. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
First, begin with a brief description of what your organization is all about.
Dedicated to Make a Change is a business within Ypsilanti and the city of Ypsilanti, and the mission of the business is to empower youth. Empowerment is universal. We focus on academics. We focus on social interactions. We focus on the question that everybody is asked is, where do you want to be in 5 years? And giving the idea of hope and dreams to create change.
Are you focusing on just minority youth or all youth?
Anybody can join us. So we have, it's open to absolutely everyone and anyone. At this point in time, 100% of the youth that come to Dedicated to Make a Change and our tutors and mentors are brown and black youth.
You were at Monday's Ypsilanti Police Community Relations Black Lives Matter Task Force meeting. What was your takeaway?
My takeaway is I am so proud to live in a city that was willing to address this issue, because there's so much pain that is happening and that has happened for centuries, and that somebody was willing to open up a forum for people to talk.
The event was held in Ypsilanti, but how widespread of an issue do you think this is in the Washtenaw County area?
Oh, I think it's universal. I think it's every place. It's sad that other communities didn't have a forum like this. And it's clear that we had people from Ann Arbor there coming to our forum that, you know, let me know that maybe Ann Arbor should do this too.
Do you think anything was accomplished by what was said?
I truly believe that the people in power had an opportunity to hear what people within our community have experienced, not only for the people sitting on the stage, but the people sitting in the auditorium. And it just brought together a sense of solidarity.
What were some of those experiences that were shared for those who were not at the meeting?
Many adults talked about that they were fathers and mothers and aunts and uncles of youth, and that their youth, Black Lives Matter. How you even try to begin to explain to a child what to do when you're stopped by the police. People drew the contrast of, you are white, what you might tell your child versus what you are black of what you tell your child, just to show that there's a huge contrast between those two. We got to hear people's stories of the treatment that they've received.
As a leader and in someone who wants to empower people in the Ypsilanti community, how serious of a problem do you think there is between citizens and the police department?
I think there's a serious, serious problem, but I don't think it's just the police department. I was the woman that stood up and talked about education and the idea of education and what needs to happen within education. I mean, the history of education was to create the power dynamics of the workers and the non-workers or the people in power. And it was built on power and violence. And at this point in time, that whole model has to be changed.
Talking to Gail Wolkoff, founder of Dedicated to Make a Change in Ypsilanti. And I'm going to go full disclosure. I recently did a police ride-along with Ypsilanti Police. And then Chief DeGiusti came into our 89.1 WEMU studios, and we did a follow-up conversation. And he spoke of changes in attitude. And the officer I rode with said he does engage with the community. Is that just the impression they gave to me, or do you feel that out as a citizen yourself?
I am going to say Victoria and Tejan can probably answer this one better. We have Dedicated to Make a Change became very active 3 summers ago with the first gang shooting. And from that point, the youth started organizing activities for the community. And we met with the chief of police, and we met with city council, and we met with the sheriff's department. So the youth at Dedicated to Make a Change have been very involved in the police department's lives, like almost in your face-ish. Just to get to know, to say, like, we are here. This is what you can do. This is, you know, working with you. Chief DeJuicy has been very supportive to us. The sheriff has been supportive with us. We know them, or people at Dedicated to Make a Change, we know them. On the same hand, we've offered to have them come play basketball with us when we've had time at the rec center, and nobody has shown up. Now, is that because they don't have time because they're working, or they don't show up? But we don't know the answer to that, you know, so that's a hard question.
You mentioned Tejan and Victoria. I understand you have a couple of teenagers who are at the meeting there with you. Can you officially introduce them to us?
I would love to. I'd like to introduce Tejan Reed. He is a junior at Ypsilanti Community High School. He is a football player, and I am proud to say he is an on-track junior at Ypsilanti High School. Tejan.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
And this is Victoria Stewart. She is a graduate of Y-High and soon to be a first-year college student, and she works with us also, and this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Hello. You were both there Monday evening. What was your takeaway?
For me, my takeaway was that it was, like, a really good community building and a really good message that we all came together for this, to talk about issues in our community because Black Lives Matter and how to make the police department and city council more involved with the community. And I felt that it was good that the citizens were able to express their opinions and how they felt to better the community as a whole.
Tejan, I want to ask you, you're out and about in the city, and for some reason you get pulled over by the police. How do you feel?
I feel threatened. I feel like, to me, I just feel I have to stay calm, keep my hands where they are seen, have a positive attitude, and be polite towards the police at the time on my way to practice.
Do you feel like you're more targeted or more at risk of something going wrong?
Yes, I do, because I'm a Black male who is educated, 6'4", around that height, dark skin. So, yeah.
So you're the future. You're the future of our community. What do you think is the solution to this problem? I know that's a lot to ask a 16-year-old, but you're living it. What do you think?
I think the best bet is to try to have like an organization plan for teens and younger people to attend, and the police be there too to participate in any event that is being planned. As far as, like, say it was to plan a basketball game or something, dance, have fun. We can even have a cookout if it's needed.
When I did my police ride-along, the officer I was with said he does stop and play ball with the kids in the neighborhood. You've never experienced that?
No, not from the places I have been to and went.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And Gail, we obviously have a lot to talk about, but we are unfortunately out of time. Gail Wolkoff, founder of Dedicated to Make a Change in Ypsilanti. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.